Iranian attacks on the oil facilities of neighboring Gulf nations are creating new chaos for exports, Brian.
Well, Iranian attacks have targeted the United Arab Emirates port of Fujairah for the second day in a row, reportedly triggering a large fire at an oil facility there. Fujairah is one of the very few points of export for Gulf oil-producing nations that bypasses the Strait of Hormuz. It's the terminus for an Emirati oil pipeline that runs from Habshan, that's a port that lies before the key maritime choke point, now effectively closed by the threat of Iranian attacks. That pipeline typically handles around 1.5 million barrels per day, maxing out at 1.8 million of the UAE's 3.5 million daily total. Iran is well aware of the pipeline's value in allowing tankers to avoid the Strait of Hormuz. Saudi Arabia has its own bypass pipeline going from Abqaiq on the Persian Gulf to Yanbu on the Red Sea. A fleet of tankers has now gathered at Yanbu waiting to load up on oil. Shipments from Yanbu have gone from 2.1 million barrels per day to 3.1 million over the past week. The head of the International Energy Agency, meanwhile, says the current war has created the largest oil supply disruption in the history of global markets. Here he is.
The volume of oil supply now offline is already higher than the supply loss during the oil shock of 1973 and higher than any of the big disruptions we have witnessed since then.